Hey friends, it's Rena Jenkins. It's early o'clock, and Bessie Booth said, I'm still waiting for my angsty, feelsy, fucked up OT3 fic about Malik Revan Bastel, let's be honest. And that struck something in me. It gave me, like, too many feelings. Okay, so I've definitely read one fic where Bastila has, because of her bond with, and also for prefacing, it is always Rule 63 Revan. It is always Fem Revan because that's how I play the game. And it's better that way. But because Bastila has that force bond with Revan, and because Revan and Alec were totally erotically and emotionally codependent, and Revan and Malik are exes now. You can't, it will pry that headcanon out of my cold dead hands. But because Bastila has her force bond with Revan, she ends up either, I think in the fic, she ends up overseeing dreams as Revan is remembering herself, and it is dreams of Revan's emotional and physical connection with Malik and that relationship. So take it one step further, and because Bastila is picking up on this, it ends up sort of settling in the back of her head and resonating and feeling familiar. So then Malik shows up on the Leviathan, I think, and Bastila goes to buy time for Revan, and then he takes her. But she's already got that emotional sort of foundation laid for Malik, and then he tries to break into her head and sees what's going on, and shit, there's a connection here that he didn't put there, but like, okay, yes, obviously he's tried to kill Revan during that whole shenanigans with the crashing his spaceship into her spaceship and the great betrayal and all of that. But at the same time, you can't just excise a person who's that fundamental to your own identity from your entire life. So Malik has Bastila in his hands, and he's trying to break her, and he's fucking around with her head, and then he finds her connection to Revan. And he sees that Revan still thinks about Malik. And Bastila becomes kind of this pathway between Malik and the Revan that is, because she's got a connection there. So, like, force bond fuckery, where there's emotions passing forth, and nobody's really... Everyone's like, no, of course, this is absolutely me being in control. But at the same time, the fact that this emotional connection exists is already swaying your control for both Bastila and Malik. And then on the other end of the line, there's Revan, who's like also dealing with the whole, I'm not sure who I am, what the fuck, you can't just drop this shit on me, reveal that Malik puts out there. So that's fun on the other end of the line for her to deal with. But... so we're going with, this is the point in time where Malik is trying to corrupt Revan. I'm sorry, brain words, it's been too early. He's trying to corrupt Bastila and bring her dark side so that she will fight Revan and be his handpiece. And while he's got her, obviously he gets to know Bastila and he sees this, you know, she would have been like... I had Hannon Bastila as being in the temple when Revan was first gathering the Revancasts, and too young to go out on her own, but not so young that she wasn't at least a little bit swayed by everyone's favorite Jedi of the temple and everything. So, like, deep inside, stamped down after Revan fell, there was a little bit of a Revan's fan club base in Bastila. So Malik decides to start, like, yes, I'm dumping dark side power into you, and I'm also, like, torturing you and emotionally manipulating you and shit, but also we're gonna bond a little bit over, like, our, you know, badges in the Revan fan club. And, let's see, what else? So you've got Revan on the ship, and she's on the Ebonhawk, and she's doing star map fuckery so she can get to the Starforge and rescue Bastila and take out Malik. But then she gets there, and this whole time that she's been away, like, she and Bastila have been separated, they have had this force bond, and it's definitely not strong enough that they can do forced telepathy, but it is strong enough that when she sleeps, she catches bleed over from whatever Bastila has been going through. And, like, at first it majorly sucks because, hey, torture. My ex-boyfriend is torturing my current flame. But also it ends up becoming sort of this very, a little bit of an emotional crutch, because Revenant's leaning on it in like this way of like, if something is happening, then at least I know Bastila is alive. And also it's sort of a secondhand connection to Malik, because she hasn't felt him in months. And like, they broke up obviously when she, in my view, the start of their downfall is when she chopped off his, is a little bit after she chopped off his jaw. Because that was when Alex started to see that, like, yeah, no, there is absolutely a point you can push me past where you won't like the consequences. And that's where the bitterness starts to rise, where he starts to be like, I've been your hype man this whole time, but also I have my own points. I would like to, you know, be the master for once instead of the apprentice and all that shit. But this Revan, who doesn't remember being Revan in full and remembers flashes of it, remembers the emotional intensity of, like, the good times, perhaps, and that's sort of what's coming in dreams, and doesn't quite remember the full fall of the relationship between her and Malik, because she's still recovering things. And even though Malik did that whole big reveal, you've been Revan this whole time, bitch, the Jedi Council fucked with her head. And I can never decide if I think that they destroyed the memories or they hid them. Because if they hid them, eventually they'll come back and the old personality will subsume the new personality. But if they destroyed Revan's original memories and all that's left are her echoes, then maybe she won't remember, like, the full extent of Revan and Malik's great emotional relationship breakup that literally I got half an empire in the divorce kind of deal. In that case, maybe she leans into it a little bit. Like, I'm estranged from this person who has, in fact, done terrible, terrible things, and I don't remember doing those terrible things. So, like, there's that emotional disconnect. I'm not the person I was when you knew me, and I don't know who that person is, but also I have this emotional connection to you, Sith Lord with no jaw. So there's, like, I don't know what's better and more hurtful. But either way, I think this sort of ends with, like, yeah, we're using dark side powers here for everybody. And then the big showdown happens, the reunion where Bastila and Revan have to fight on the gangplank. And it's a little bit like, you know, the part where you either go full dark side with Bastila or you swear back to the light side. And I feel like in this case, it's not so much about bringing her back to the light as it is Revan and Bastila being like, no, you were mine. And establishing that connection there. And Bastila's a little bit jealous because Malik was Revan's first, and she wants Revan's attention. And she and Malik have been bonding at least a little bit. She's very bitter about this because her awful to the dark side is tragic and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But also just, like, fucking emotionally devastating and rending for her, right? It's very much playing on Bastila's, like, not bitterness, but, like, she wants to be first. She wants Revan's whole attention. She wants someone to see her for her, like, see her as the first thing. And she thought she was getting that because, like, you know, she's a little bit insecure about things. She's Padawan at, you know, late 20s, early 30s, which is kind of ridiculous. Where is I going with this? Oh, right. So Revan shows up and she's like, Bastila, you're here. You're still alive. I've been feeling you, but thank God you're still here. And Bastila's like, excuse me, pay attention to me now. Where Malik is sort of like in the back of her head. And Revan consents Malik in the forest as well, now that she knows what she's looking for. And the fact that, like, you know, I was Revan, here's my connection there. And it's just like this whole big hurtful, because Malik wants, like, at the core of it all, Malik wants to be who Revan looks to first as well. And he kind of missed the part that, like, you know, when Revan started looking to the formation of her empire and the Sith Lord from beyond the edges of the galaxy and all of that nonsense, then Malik wasn't her first priority. And he did a little bit of, you know, galaxy-destroying bad shit for his own power. It absolutely was his own self-serving power, because, like, they're not super healthy together, but at the same time, erotically and emotionally codependent. Thank you, Supernatural, for that phrase. So, yeah. They're both like, I want you to be the person who pays the most attention. I want to be the person that you pay most attention to and the person you look to first. And Revan is like, the fuck? What do I do with this? There's this deep, resounding, reverberating through my very core connection to one Force user that I don't fully have context for, but it feels like a part of me. And then there's this other deep, resounding, resonating connection I have to another Force user that's newer and I didn't have a say in, but at the same time, it's not something that she can escape. And then Bastila is like super bitter about the fact that Malik was there first, and Malik is like, excuse me, the only person who's allowed to emotionally devastate Revan is me. Revan is mine. So, like, he sort of starts to see Bastila as an extension of that. And, you know, what if Revan is mine, then Bastila is mine too. And if you are my apprentice and I have brought you to the dark side, then... Because that's the thing, right? I can definitely see Malik being like, you know what? It's not enough to just bring Bastila to the dark side. I have to make her my apprentice to show that extra little bit of, Revan, you had this toy and now it's not yours anymore. Now it's mine. And then maybe what happens is Revan actually gets away, but Bastila, I can't decide what's more emotionally devastating. Basically, I feel like Bastila sort of ends up being this chew toy in a tug of war between Revan and Malik. And sort of the three of them being in this really kind of fucked up. It's not great or healthy for either or any of them. Like, look, I've got her now. And because I've got her, I've got a hold on you. You know, sort of going back and forth. Well, I've got her now, and I've got a hold on your force bond together. Back and forth between Malik and Revan, and Malik and Revan. And Bastila being in the middle, like, at least someone's paying attention to me. And then I'm not sure how it ends. And I gotta go to work in a minute. So I'm kicking this back to you, Bessie Boo. Give me the next part, please.